This is Morning Sedition right here on Yurt Radio. I'm Grant Holub-Mormon.
I'm Sarah Turner.
And you have a quite cloudy day looking at you today. 42 degrees right now at 8:30 in the morning. We're looking at a high around 50 degrees, and we're looking at cloudy, rainy weather for the rest of the week, with rain starting right around 2 in the afternoon and continuing through Friday. So you got that to look forward to. We have an effective oral presentations workshop this Tuesday at 3:30. That's today. If you have an oral presentation assigned as part of a final project or are looking to improve your public speaking and learn how to better use visual aids, join us for this special workshop. More information in your webmail.
Cork will be having drop-ins tomorrow, Wednesday, starting at 12 p.m., 15-minute appointments available with their counselors up on the third floor of the library in the Cork office.
The field study leave and exchange deadline is this Friday. Visit CASA to pick up forms and don't wait until the last minute.
The CS Wednesday Noon Talk this April 8th will be given by Nick McPhee, Professor of Computer Science at the University of Minnesota. The title of the talk is Graph Databases, When You Really Need to Know the Friends of Your Friends' Friends' Friends. And that will be at noon in the Ash Lobby. A light lunch will be served.
Study Abroad Information Dinner is tonight at 5:30 until 6:30 in the middle room of the dining hall. You can join some of the GO student ambassadors over dinner in the dining hall to discuss study abroad here at Hampshire.
Don't forget about Prescon Tavern Tuesdays. April's director is Akira Kurosawa, and all movies start at 8:30. Tonight's movie is Seven Samurai. There will be free coffee, tea, pizza, and snacks.
The yearly orientation production about consent and sexual violence prevention is seeking cast members for the fall 2015 performance. It'll be a paid opportunity for the right six people, and no previous acting experience is necessary. They're pleased to cast members who are dedicated to the issues of consent, sexual health, and safety, as well as social justice. Cast members will have the opportunity to perform in the show, participate in consent-based orientation programming, and make edits to the script so that it is written to be as impactful and respectful as possible. There are various audition dates throughout April, all from 6 to 8 on Tuesdays and Fridays. So please check those out on your webmail. They're over the next couple weeks.
This week's CBD student group meeting will be today, April 7th, from 6 to 7:30 in the Ash Lobby. The student group will be featuring a talk by Grisha Prasad on language, mental health, stereotypes, pronouns, and the nature of human language, a discussion on language and political correctness.
If you're thinking about getting into business after Hampshire, we have the perfect event for you. Whether your interests are creative, administrative, financial, or anything in between, this special edition of Alum One-to-One Women in Business is for you. In the morning, you can meet with Abigail Lipson, who's a clinical psychologist and director of the Bureau of Study Council, Harvard Center for Academic and Personal Development. You can also talk to Lisa Berger, who has a long career in writing, directing, and producing documentaries. She lived in Barcelona for 20 years. You can also meet with Ellen Sturgis in the afternoon, who spent the first 8 years after graduating working with consumer co-ops, learning bookkeeping and finance along the way, after working at Mixed Nuts. You can talk to all these people between the hours of 10:15 and 3:45. The event is open to anyone and everyone, regardless of gender identification.
The sign-up deadline for the Wilderness First Aid course being held this weekend, April 11th and 12th, is this Wednesday at noon. So make sure you sign up for that on Oprah's Team Sports website. The Wilderness First Aid course will help you prepare for the unexpected in the wilderness, such as the Hampshire Woods.
Don't know if that's classified as wilderness, because you can still find some stuff out there that you might need to survive. I mean, maybe they're training you to use, like, old kegs as camping devices, you know?
Yeah.
Climb inside of them for warmth.
That would be very helpful the morning before Easter.
Absolutely. Regardless, campus leadership and activities office staff is a position that is up for hire this summer. It pays at $9 an hour for 20 hours a week. Your supervisor will be the Assistant Director of Campus Leadership and Activities. Work for the CLA and begin the Monday after commencement all the way through Labor Day. So many current students who have completed at least one semester of study at Hampshire.
The Oprah candidate, Mark Oldmixon, will be having a community meet and greet this Wednesday, April 8th. Mark is currently the Director of Recreation, Adventure, and Wellness at the University of Alaska, Fairbanks. The meet and greet session will be held from 1:45 to 2:30 in the Merrill Living Room.
Don't forget that Chess Club is meeting this Thursday and every Thursday after that at 8 o'clock in the Bridge. All skill levels are welcome.
A workshop entitled Invisible Chains, Coercive Control and Intimate Relationships will be held this Thursday, April 9th from 12 to 1:30 in the Merrill Living Room. Coercive control is a strategy some people use to dominate their intimate partners and maintain their privileges. It usually includes some combination of degrading, isolating, micromanaging, manipulating, stalking, physically abusing, sexual coercion, threatening, or punishing. After a short presentation, the speaker will welcome an interactive discussion of this new way of understanding and addressing violence and control in relationships. And there will be lunch provided.
Have you ever wanted to reach out and make a connection with someone at Hampshire that you otherwise would never know? Well, now is your chance. Email DOM13, that's DOM13, to participate in the Wellness Center's Dinner with a Stranger. Dinner is at 6:30 on Saturday in the Prescott Tavern. Check that out and email DOM13.
Are you making the Div 2 to Div 3 leap this year? Join this workshop for presenting your work in WordPress. Come and explore the versatile and powerful WordPress platform for showcasing your projects, portfolios, and or processes. And that workshop will be this Thursday, April 9th, on the third floor of the library in the Hiller Bina Room, starting at 3:30.
Alex Dykus-Segerman is giving a talk on Abu Nidara, on building an Egyptian public through satirical cartoons. Years 1880 through 1910. Please join the group for the second in the Humanities and Culture Studies Works in Progress series. That is tomorrow at noon in the Bradford Room in the library. There will be pizza.
I'm always about that pizza. Don't forget, the field study leave or exchange deadline is this Friday, April 10th, 2015. Please visit CASA for forms and information. Don't wait until the last minute, even though you kind of already have, but you still have a couple days. You can do it.
Challenging Rape Myths, a workshop with Ariana Rose and Sasha Nochimau, both alumni, on Wednesday. This Wednesday at noon to 1:30 in the Merrill Living Room. Discuss and debunk myths about sexual violence. Lunch is provided.
There will be a lecture on the role of diaspora in Africa's resurgence, from economy to education, this April 8th, 4 to 5:30, in the East Lecture Hall.
Now moving to Lost and Found. We've got three things that were lost and found, which is actually quite low considering we had cake hunt this past Sunday. I'm surprised we didn't find some entire clothing sets out there in the woods. But found in Saga was a white scarf with red print. It is made in Nepal. Hopefully fair trade, or else we would be very upset and might have to burn that scarf. Also found was a long black and white pashmina scarf. The person is pretty sure that he or she or they talked to the person who has it at the Blue Lake My Tongue on Saturday. If you remember this, please contact this person. Do so on your webmail if you had that conversation and then stole their pashmina scarf.
Or just simply forgot to give it back to them. Maybe they were borrowing it.
Yeah, I'm not so hopeful. Also found in the forest on Sunday. Really the only thing found in the forest, other than a few dozen kegs, was a pendant. If you think it's yours, email the person with a description and you will get it back.
And it'll be great. It'll be like you never lost it.
From Yurt Radio at Hampshire College. This is Morning Sedition. I'm Grant.
I'm Sarah.
We will see you next week.